For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. I also want to remind you that you can listen to this podcast and all of our previous podcasts through iTunes Podcasts Essentials of Healthy Living. You can also go directly to www.ehlradio.com, and you can also leave your comments. There's a lot of material in these podcasts, so please take advantage of it. Now, today we're honored to have our guest, Guillaume Lois, founder and CEO of O. Lois, the first line of organic, certified, and vegan homeopathic single medicines. Born in France and raised with homeopathy, Guillaume has 27 years of experience in the field of homeopathy and natural medicines. And our subject today is homeopathy, a natural way to better health. So welcome to the show, Guillaume.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is such an interesting subject, and it's something that people have a hard time understanding. So I think it's important to talk about what homeopathy is, give a little bit more background on homeopathy, and then we can talk about the different kinds of remedies and how, you know, what you've been doing in many places, in France, Spain, Mexico, and the USA. So we're very interested in what you have to say.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, homeopathy is a natural medical practice using most of the plants and minerals. It's a very old practice, over 200 years old. And it's based on the ability of our body to heal itself. We all know that we have our immune system, we have our mechanism of defense. I guarantee you that if you cut your skin, after a while, your skin is going to heal itself. Now, the problem is we want to speed up that healing process. You know, we don't want to be with cough during days and days and days or allergies. So we want to speed up that healing process. And homeopathy use is based on the principle of likes cure likes, which is if there is a substance in Mother Nature that is toxic and can produce, cause symptoms, if you take a microdose of that substance, it's going to stimulate your body to heal and to react against those symptoms.
Well, I know that people find this hard to understand because we relate, especially in the U.S., much more to medications than we do to homeopathic remedies. That's changing, fortunately. We've been way behind Europe, and I don't need to tell you that. You know how behind
right,
the U.S.
Right,
has
right.
been. And talk about the regulation in the U.S. A lot of people don't realize that there's a PDR for homeopathic remedies, and that they're not crazy.
Absolutely not. You're right. Homeopathy has been around in Europe, especially since the early 1800s. And in the U.S., it's regulated as a over-the-counter drug by the FDA since 1938. So it's not something that just, you know, came up here lately, a new trend. It's like in Europe, in France, which is the number one country for usage of homeopathy, in Germany, in India, in Mexico. Homeopathy has been the number one and a complementary and alternative medicine used all over. So it's something that in the 1900s was very well known. And as a matter of fact, it started here in the United States around that time with a lot of influence from European cultures. And it's not until 1910 when all the regular medical, conventional, and, you know, with Rockefeller and petrochemicals started to be developed, that conventional drugs, like we call them here, like chemical medicines, have been used. So homeopathy was used way before that. I mean, before there were homeopathic hospitals in the United States. There is even a statue of the founder of homeopathy, Dr. Hahnemann, in D.C. So it is something that was very, very important, very big, and unfortunately disappeared a little bit until maybe the 1970s when it started to come back. And we, you know, homeopathy lost its momentum, but it's coming back very, very quickly. You're right, Dana. As a matter of fact, homeopathy is the fastest growing category as we speak. Even in what we call here food, drug, and mass. I mean, the drug chains, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, you know, even at Walmart, homeopathy is, you know, you can find now more and more homeopathic remedies on their shelves. And that means there is a demand from the population. Homeopathy is growing almost by 20% every year, and it's becoming more and more popular here again. So, yes, it's coming back quickly.
Well, I'm happy to notice that, too, when I've been in our pharmacies, and as you mentioned, CVS, all of the pharmacies do carry some of the homeopathics and have expanded what they carry.
Yes.
Now, I know that you are founder and CEO of HBC Naturals, and you specialize in the import and distribution of unique homeopathic and remedies, supplements, vitamins, body care brands, and that's been since 2011. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you launched this and what your successes have been?
Well, thank you. Yes, I always thought there was a need, and I really wanted to help find a better way to heal, to treat ourselves. I am absolutely not against conventional drugs. They are very useful. They save lives. But there are also a lot of side effects. There are also a lot of contraindications. And there is another way, a more natural way to a better health. And so with food, starting with food, starting with, you know, eating healthy, healthy ingredients, organic, you know, supplementing your diet with dietary supplements, bringing the vitamins that you need, basically just to maintain a good immune system. And then if you still experience symptoms, there are natural ways. And homeopathy, you know, not just because it's regulated as an over-the-counter drug, but because of the 200 years of usage and success around the world, you can help very well. And so I really wanted to try to make a difference and bring to the United States market some remedies or some supplements that do help very much without all the side effects of conventional medicines. So it's what I like to call a complementary medicine. It's not just an alternative, it's a complementary. You know, I have the pleasure to meet with hundreds of doctors throughout the last almost 30 years. And when someone can actually help a patient with a wide variety of options, whether it's homeopathy, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's, you know, Chinese medicines, and if necessary, when necessary, traditional drugs, conventional drugs, it's the perfect option because, you know, even the uses of antibiotics, for example, they are absolutely necessary, but maybe there is a little bit of an overuse of it, you know, and so if you can maybe start with a natural remedy during the first 2 days, see how your body reacts, and if you feel the need and if you don't get better, then you go to traditional medicines. And this is what I learned from literally my mother. I mean, she was not a homeopath. She had no idea of, you know, general homeopathic drugs, but she knew that very simple remedies like arnica. I remember every time I was you know, when I was a kid, I would fall and I would hurt myself and I would cry, and she would tell me, hey, open your mouth and put those little pellets under your tongue, and all of a sudden, like in literally minutes, I felt better. So I thought this was the normal way to be treated. And so when unfortunately when I moved to the United States, I saw that was, you know, 20 years, I had a hard time finding those remedies, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Why are they not using, you know, like in France or like in Europe, where there is in every medicine cabinet in every single household, you find a homeopathic medicine.
I am so glad that you are telling us this, because I know that our listeners may not be aware that this goes back to 1938. It's not new stuff. And it's part of what I call ancient wisdom. This is wisdom. And I also like to refer, yeah, I like the term complementary as you've used it. And I think, you know, alternative, complementary, functional medicine, we have many, many terms. But complementary, I think, is the nicest. And I see it as a buffet. When you go to a buffet, you have many choices you can make.
Exactly.
And I look at all of what we have to offer to help people as a buffet. It doesn't have to be either or. We can complement.
Exactly.
And the trick is finding somebody who knows how to use all of these complementary medicines, homeopathics.
Absolutely.
And we're going to continue this conversation. Folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, having a very interesting conversation with Guillaume Lois, and we are talking about vegan homeopathic single medications, organic and certified. So we're going to carry on this conversation. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, today we have a very interesting guest, Guillaume Loewis, founder and CEO of Oloewis, the first line of organic, certified, and vegan homeopathic single medicines. He was born in France and raised with homeopathy and has 27 years of experience in this field and natural medicines. Our subject today is homeopathy, a natural way to better health. And this is a really important segment, I think. I think we don't talk enough about homeopathy. So, Guillaume, can you continue the conversation about homeopathics and maybe how they're put together? You certainly have an exceptional certified organic vegan homeopathics. That's important. And tell us why it's important.
Yes, it is important. It is. We are talking about medication, medicines, remedies made from plants and minerals, and even it's the quality of the active ingredients is very, very important. Even though we use micro doses of those plants, you know, macerate what we call mother tinctures, which is basically we harvest the plants and we put them in that mix of water and alcohol and it becomes a macerate. But this macerate, because of what we discussed before, the likes cure likes, you know, the toxicity of the substances, we have to make sure that we dilute them enough so they don't have any toxicity left, obviously, and that they can help with healing with the likes cure likes principle that we described before. So the quality of the active ingredient is crucial. And, you know, if you don't, it's not because it's natural that it's automatically either safe or, can help cure. You have to respect every single good manufacturing practices. I mean, because homeopathy is regulated as an OTC medicine by the FDA since 1938, as you said, Dana, we have to comply with all the regulations of over-the-counters. So there are good manufacturing practices, what we call CGPs, that, you know, guarantee the quality of the remedies, guarantee that there is no contamination, guarantee that the product, the finished product, is actually what we claim is. And so we have to comply with all those regulations, and they are very strict. And the FDA is doing a great job at monitoring the manufacturing aspect of those drugs, because, yes, it's safe. Yes, there is no known side effect with homeopathy. Yes, there is no drug interaction, but we have to respect the regulations in terms of manufacturing. And this is important, and this is very much what differentiates homeopathy from dietary supplements, vitamins, and other natural remedies. We are an over-the-counter drug. So we have to comply with those regulations. It's very important. And as far as the organic...
Yes, thank you for emphasizing that, because I still hear from physicians that there's nothing to vitamins and minerals and supplements. So in this country, we're really behind. And homeopathy, I think, has struggled over the years. The understanding of homeopathy has been difficult for the medical community to grasp. And you're doing a wonderful job of emphasizing that they are regulated, and it's been since 1938. So we're right. Not talking about something that's brand new. And the good manufacturing practices, the GMP, is extremely important. Right. So talk to us about some of the more common remedies. I remember when I was young and people were getting poison ivy from playing outside near the woods. And it was very interesting. We had a neighbor who said, well, what you need to do is chop it up and make a remedy and eat the poison ivy. And I remember this thinking, what is he telling us? Years later, I have poison ivy pills that I kept, because when kids came to play and they went in the woods, now they loved asking for the poison ivy pills because they were sugar-coated at that time, and they'd ask, can we have those pills so we won't get poison ivy? I did remember this crazy neighbor and his ideas about poison ivy. So let's talk a little bit more about what would you consider some of the most common remedies that are used?
Well, there are over 1,500 different remedies included in the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States. And this is another important aspect of it. You know, there is the regulation on the manufacturing practices that we talked about, but also on the compendium of the substances that we use too. And, not all of them sell the same way. Of course, you have the number one, I think, my favorite, and in terms of sales, is arnica. Arnica montana is a flower, is a plant. The mountain daisy grows in the high altitudes in the mountains. And, a little bit like the poison ivy, these plants can be, toxic in terms of, creating symptoms of trauma, bruising, swelling. And if you take a micro dose of these flower, this plant, whenever you have bruising, swelling, muscle ache, the typical, whether it's a surgery or, you do some, you work out for the first time in 6 months, your entire body sore. I mean, there are so many situations in our lives where we have a physical muscle pain that arnica personally should be in every single household. You can find it in topicals, you can find it in pellets. The way we do it with Olois is we also have a cream, of course, but my personal favorite options is the sublingual pellets. These are those little sugar pellets that you have in our tubes of homeopathic remedies, and you put them under the tongue, and therefore it goes directly into the bloodstream. Let them dissolve. The sublingual application is the fastest absorption way after the intravenous one. So it goes directly into your blood, into your system, and can act faster from within. And arnica is you know, I don't think there is any week in my life where I don't need to take some arnica. So that's a very, very popular one. Another one, and I think everybody will understand the likes cure likes principle by using coffee. Coffee, you know, when you take coffee, you know, obviously keeps you awake, right? You know, except my granddaughter who used to go and drink a cup of coffee before going to bed. Everybody else that I know, usually coffee keeps you awake. So basically, you take a homeopathic dilution of coffee, and in Latin it's coffea cruda, because we always use Latin words, Latin names for all those substances, so they have the same name all over the world. And coffea cruda is one of the best remedies for difficulty falling asleep, for example. I have plenty of other examples, you know, I think those are very, very interesting. And you mentioned your neighbor with a poison ivy. I could mention my grandmother, who used to cut an onion and put it in the bedroom before we go to bed, because, you know, she knew that it would help with any allergy symptoms. And so I didn't understand how she would do that, why she would do that at that time. But when you think about it, when you cut and peel an onion, you get runny nose, watery eyes, you know, sneezing, etc. So we use the onion. In Latin, it's Allium sipa, and it's another one of my favorites for any type of allergy symptoms, you know, the watery eyes, the runny nose, etc. So likes cure likes. The onion would cause the symptom, and a homeopathic dilution of the onion would help with those symptoms.
Well, this is fascinating, and we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. I want to remind you folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking with Guillaume Lois, and we are talking about the benefits of homeopathic medicines and developing health through the use of homeopathic medicines. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. And we're having a wonderful discussion with Guillaume Loewis, and he is founder and CEO of Olois, the first line of organic, certified, and vegan homeopathic single medicines. Born in France and raised with homeopathy, he has 27 years of experience in the field of homeopathy and natural medicines. And our subject today is homeopathy, a natural way to better health. Now, I want to send this reminder, if you've just tuned in, that these are not, this is not new. Homeopathy, the pharmacopoeia, goes back to 1938 in the U.S. And so these remedies, these medicines, homeopathic medicines, are not new. And many people just don't understand their use. And as I said before, we've been way behind Europe with regard to the use of homeopathy. So, Guillaume, could we talk more about some remedies? Could you focus on Rescue Remedy? It's one of the ones I use more regularly. It's been very helpful in children with autism. And we use a homeopathic remedy for kids. And we get very quick results with that. But I know it has a more broad use. Can you go in to Rescue Remedies?
Well, Rescue Remedies are not strictly homeopathic, if I'm not mistaken. They are made of bach flowers, and we don't use them as a company. I know they are very, very useful for a lot of varieties of symptoms, but they are not strictly regulated as homeopathic. You know, we use other remedies, more like specifically homeopathic remedies for kids. For example, my son, who has when he was a kid, was very anxious before going to school, you know. So there is a very good homeopathic remedy for that, which is called Gelsinian. You know, when you feel overwhelmed with what's going around you, when you have some apprehension, Gelsinian 30C. I mean, we use 30C dilution. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the dilution process of those remedies. But there are different levels of dilution for different situations and different type of patients. But the Gelsinian 30C has helped us tremendously with our kids every time they had some sort of apprehension for what was going on in their world. And this would be my take on how to use I call it the rescue remedy, because it rescued us from a lot of tricky situations. Yeah, that's the one I can think of right now.
Well, talk about the dilutions, because that's another issue that is hard for most people who are new to this subject, for them to understand what the dilutions mean.
Yes. Yes, basically, you know, remember what we talked about at first when we get the mother tinctures, with the, which is the extract of the plant, the macerate, or the minerals. We dilute them in order to find out how the principle of similars, the likes cure likes, works. Dr. Hahnemann in the early 1800s, and I'm mentioning the 1800s because, yes, it started to be regulated in 1938 in the United States, as you just said, by the FDA, but it was used way, way before that. You know, we're talking about over 200 years of uses. But at that time, in the early 1800s, doctors were not really having any type of... They didn't use medications. You didn't. The notion of medication, as we know that now, didn't exist. So they were basically using leeches and, you know, cutting the blood out and hope for the best. And Hahnemann wrote this book from Hippocrates that was written 400 years before Christ, who first described the likes cure likes principle. But nobody has ever proven it. So basically what he did is, like, in order to make sure that it is true, it does work, I need to take the substance that would cause the symptom, that the toxicity of the substance. So basically first he wrote down what the reaction would be with someone who got who took the substance, write down all the symptoms, and basically came up with the toxicology of that substance. And then he started to dilute them. So basically, you know, you take one part of this active ingredient, of this substance, in 99 drops of alcohol, and 1 + 99 = 100. So you will see there is a number next to the name of the remedy. So when I said gelsenium or arnica, 30C, that means C means 100 in Romanic numbers. So that this is where it comes from, because you diluted in 99 drops of alcohol. So it's a 1/100th dilution. And you do that over and over in separate vials. So then you get the 2C, 3C, etc. And there are 4 or 5 type of dilutions that are mainly used in the United States, 6C, 12C, 30C, and even 200CK. So those dilutions, based on the 200 years of medical practice, they have a different usage. So when it's a low dilution, like the 6C, so it's been only diluting 6 times, with that 100 dilution process that I mentioned. Traditionally, those low dilutions are being used for local and recent symptoms. So if it's acute, so I call it, for example, the bumps and bruises dilution. Arnica 6C will help you very much, will act very fast on a local and recent pain, you know, bumps and bruises. These are the type of dilutions that my mother will give me when I hurt my forehead and stop crying in 3 minutes. And then as you keep diluting, the next dilution will be, for example, the 12C, and now the symptoms are a little bit more spread out. It's not just local as a bruise, like if you get hit by a ball by playing tennis. This is why the 12C, Arnica 12C, is actually very, very much used by plastic surgeon, or for surgery in general. We recommend it before and after surgery. Why? Because let's say, for example, you see those patients with rhinoplasty, a nose job. They are not just bruised and swollen on the nose. It's spread out all over the face. So it's more spread out, and therefore the higher dilution will help better in this specific case. And then you get the 30C. 30C is when you start addressing not only general pain, but also chronic symptoms. If you have a chronic back pain, if you have or you have a general symptoms like all over your body, a 30C will will be the one that over those 200 years have been proven more effective for these type of symptoms. And then the 200 is very, very, very much diluted. As you can imagine, 200 times this process of the C dilution that I mentioned. And now we're starting to address emotional component when there is an emotional trauma associated with the pain. For example, if you've been in a car accident or if you basically cannot deal emotionally with your pain, with your trauma, of muscle trauma. And this is the beauty of homeopathy. You can use the exact same active ingredients, but by fine-tuning the dilution, you can actually individualize the treatment, and it's just not a painkiller that's going to act the same way with everybody. You can address from very local and recent symptoms to general symptoms associated with emotional trauma. And that's how the dilutions, and that's been basically discovered by Hahnemann when he kept diluting and see how his patient would react to certain levels of dilutions.
Fascinating, and I think you have given the best understanding of the dilutions and how and why they work. I think that's extremely helpful. And I do want to remind listeners, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're talking with Guillaume Loewis. He is founder and CEO of Oloewis, the first line of organic, certified, and vegan homeopathic single medicines. So we're going to carry on the conversation about homeopathy, a natural way to better health. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. This is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning, and you can access the show's recordings at www.ehlradio.com, or you can go on looking at podcasts on iTunes, and then put in Essentials of Healthy Living, and you will find the list of podcasts, what the discussion is, and who the host is. And I think that what I'd like to have Guillaume describe for us is the science behind homeopathy, because so many people, both professional and lay people, are not informed that there is scientific evidence of how these homeopathic remedies work. Please go into that subject for us.
Yes, thank you, Jenna. I think this is a very important question, and I have two ways of answering it. A scientific way and a non-scientific way. And I like to start with a non-scientific way. And of course, it's my personal take on it. The non-scientific way is that there are millions and millions and millions of people who used it for over 200 years. There are hundreds of thousands of doctors around the world who actually made a living helping people their entire life. Patients using only homeopathy. And so sometimes I wonder, you know, are all those people wrong? If you try something new and does not work for you, are you going to recommend it to everybody you know? Are you going to keep using it your entire life if it doesn't work? People, no. You have to admit at some point, I mean, there are... They've been used. I mean, I had the pleasure to meet several times with the personal doctor of the Queen Elizabeth in England. He's a homeopath. She's been treated with homeopathy her entire life. I mean, is she that mad to keep using something that never works for her? So of course it works. I mean, it's like you going to China and tell. There is a billion Chinese people wrong because you know that Chinese medicine doesn't work. So at some point, we have to admit that all those people cannot be that wrong. That's the non-scientific way, obviously. And of course, there are scientific evidence. There are hundreds of clinical studies published in very prestigious medical journals like Lancet, Pediatrics, the American Journal of Oncology. I remember even reading in the early 1990s in the Lancet the editorial saying, you know what, if we publish those clinical studies, and they are double-blind, randomized versus placebo, so, you know, nobody knows on the two groups, the placebo is basically a, let's say, a blue pill, and the real medication is a green pill. Nobody, the patients nor the doctors who describe the symptoms, know which one has the medication in it. And if there is, and this is the way all the clinical studies are being made. You know, when you read an article in Lancet of a prescription drug, this is how they do it. You have to prove that there is a significant difference of results between the placebo group and the group that took the real medicine. And again, they don't know which one it is. They even do it, those clinical studies, they do it on animals. I've had also the pleasure to spend a lot of time with one of the key researcher in Europe with animals, you know, doing clinical studies with horses, with turkeys. You know, someone's going to have to explain to me the placebo effect on a cow, you know. So there are hundreds of those clinical studies published, you know, we at some point we have to admit that homeopathy works.
I'm glad you brought up pets because exactly, and we go through this with supplements as well. Glucosamine is a very common supplement for animals that are getting older. And when the animal is walking and not limping, that's pretty good. That's your science right there.
Absolutely. I've seen with my own eyes, you know, giving some pellets in a horse mouth and see their eye change. You know, they had a lot of allergies and conjunctivitis and disappear. I mean, it works. We even launched last year a pets line called Olo Pets, and we have 12 condition-specific formulas for eczema, nausea, energy, eye care, dental care, because homeopathy works for all. You know, there are even some studies starting in France on homeopathy with plants. You know, so you know, when you see, this is why we call OLOS homeopathy for all, because literally by being not only the only one that doesn't have, I'm talking about the single remedies, those pellets that you put of one active ingredient, without the lactose, you know, the only thing that would prevent it from being vegan was the lactose. So for the plant-based and mineral-based remedies, they are actually what you said it before, vegan. So we try to make a difference by offering homeopathy to everybody, and not because you're vegan, not because you're lactose intolerant, you cannot take it. Everybody should be able to take homeopathic remedies, and this is what we try to do at OLOS, homeopathy for all, for everybody, disregarding their way of life, disregarding whether they are vegan or not, disregarding whether they are allergic to lactose or gluten, animals. We really try to make homeopathy accessible to everybody.
Well, thank you for such a good explanation. Can you talk about nausea and some of the remedies that work well for that?
Yes. There is a beautiful remedy called Nux Vomica. Nux Vomica 30C, always helps with any type of nausea, digestive disorder, even used for hangover, you know, when overindulgence of drink and alcohol, you know, where those typical, we're going to have the Thanksgiving coming soon. We're gonna eat a lot of turkey out there. I know when my wife, for example, you know, she has she's gluten intolerant and she has allergy to lactose, etc. She literally doesn't go to bed at night before taking some Nux Vomica, because that's the only thing that help her with her nausea and with her, you know, body ache and belly ache, etc. So this nausea is Nux Vomica, one of the most popular, probably in the top 10 of all the homeopathic remedies sold here in the United States.
Yes, well, thank you for talking about that. And you mentioned the anxiety, Jelsinian. Can you talk a little bit more? Is that the best anxiety remedy you use? I know you use it on your family.
Yeah, I use it on the family. And for me, anxiety, stress in general, I have a personal theory that you can only be stressed because of three things. One is because of something that happened in the past, so you are emotionally upset with what happened in the past. Then something that is happening right now, as you live and you know, with what's around you, and then you can be stressed and have an anxiety for something that's going to come in the future. Well, guess what? With homeopathy, we can fine tune, and there are three different remedies based on these different situations. And you know, for example, if you are if you have anxiety because of something that happened in the past, you have an emotional upset, there is a very good remedy called Ignatia Amara. I call it the grief remedy. when you lost someone or you lost a job or, you know, you went through a traumatic situation in your life. It's been traditionally used for that. Then, as I mentioned before, when you are overwhelmed with what's going around you, gelsemium might be the one you want to try. And then when something is going to happen in the future, you have this Argentum nitricum 30C is the one we use for nervous anticipation. I call it the stage fright remedy. You know, when you are stressed because you got an interview on radio with Dana, you know, you take an Argentum nitricum. Or if you got a find a new job, or you're gonna date, or you know something, or you gotta pass your driving license. So these are nervousness by anticipation, and so with homeopathy, I mean, I can't go into too much detail, but you can find the best remedy and not just take one remedy that's gonna help with any type of anxiety.
And I'm proud to say that we have many homeopathic professionals now, and many physicians, medical doctors who have incorporated homeopathy, the use of supplements, et cetera, creating a broader ability to help patients. I always say every MD comes out of medical school with the same tool bag, and then they learn a new language. It's like not forgetting their old language, but they add to the new language and they expand on it. And so the more tools we have, the better we can serve the public and serve our patients.
Absolutely. It is very important. Here in the United States, of course, you have general practitioners, MDs, who on their own, after their medical school, try to learn about other tools, as you said. But there are also some naturopathic colleges, where doctors learn natural medicines, homeopathy being one of the tools within the natural and complementary medicines. But there are also a lot of pharmacists who are coming on board, and Village Apothecary, for example, is doing an amazing job at trying to expand the use of natural medicines and homeopathy, probably more in the United States than in Europe. There is this sense that the own population is asking for something they would like to try, so they thank goodness can go to pharmacies, go to health food stores. It is also very important because you can find them there, and you have a lot of people within those stores, knowledgeable, who can help you find the best natural option for a better health.
Well, we have learned a lot, and I want to thank you for being with us. I know our listeners have learned a lot as well, and I'm going to remind everybody that they can listen to this podcast again by going to ehlradio.com, and you'll be able to listen to all of the podcasts, any one of the podcasts. So I encourage you to do that, ehlradio.com, or go on iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. Thank you for being with us, Guillaume. We have learned so much.
Thank you so much, Dana. It was a pleasure. And congratulations for what you're doing to help find a natural way to better health.
Yes. Thank you. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I like to remember that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And you learned about that today. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.